Hey, it's Gabe. I want to recommend a podcast I think you'll enjoy called What Could Go Right. On What Could Go Right, the hosts, Progress Network founder Zachary Carabel and executive director Emma Varva Lucas, sit down with expert guests to discuss the world's most pressing issues. They look back at how far society has come and look forward to what it will take to achieve a brighter future. If you're looking for a weekly dose of optimistic ideas from smart people, listen to What Could Go Right wherever you get your podcasts.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey everyone, I'm Eves, and welcome back to This Day in History class, a podcast where we unwrap a piece of history candy every day. Today is February 1st, 2020. The day was February 1st, 1902. Writer and activist Langston Hughes was born in Joplin, Missouri. Hughes was an important figure in the Harlem Renaissance, and he is considered a pioneer of modern Black literature. Though it's long been believed that he was born in 1902, recent archival discoveries do suggest that he may have been born a year earlier. Hughes' lineage was full of prominent and politically active people. His maternal grandmother's first husband, Louis Leary, died in John Brown's raid at Harper's Ferry. His grandfather, Charles Henry Langston, was an abolitionist and one of the first Black people to attend Oberlin College. His great-uncle, John Mercer Langston, was the first Black congressman from Virginia, the first president of Virginia State University, and the first dean of the law school at Harvard University. And his grandmother frequently told him stories about their family's history. His parents were James Hughes and Carrie Langston. When Hughes was young, his father left the family and moved to Mexico, and his parents divorced. His mother moved to different cities for work. As a result, Hughes' grandmother raised him in Lawrence, Kansas, though he lived with and visited his mother in some cities, like Kansas City and Colorado Springs. Eventually, he settled with his mother and stepfather in Lincoln, Illinois, then Cleveland, Ohio. By this time, Hughes had already begun writing poetry. He went to high school in Cleveland, and there he began delving into leftist literature and ideology. He took interest in The Souls of Black Folk by W.E.B. Du Bois and studied the work of Paul Laurence Dunbar, Carl Sandburg, Friedrich Nietzsche, and other writers, and he started publishing his poems. Hughes wrote one of his most famous poems, The Negro Speaks of Rivers, when he was a teenager on a train to Mexico. Once he graduated high school, he spent a year in Mexico with his father. But he had a strained relationship with his father, who considered Black people inferior even though he was Black. And he urged Hughes to pursue a career that was more practical than writing. But Hughes immersed himself more in his writing. He moved to New York City, attended Columbia University, took odd jobs, then dropped out of college. He traveled to Africa and Europe as a crewman, and he lived in Paris for a while, where he continued to write poems and fiction and learned more about blues and jazz artists. When he returned to the U.S., he moved to Washington, D.C., and took trips to Harlem, where he met literary figures like County Cullen and Jean Toomer. In 1926, Alfred A. Knopf published his first book of poetry, The Wary Blues. In addition to poetry, Hughes wrote novels, short stories, and plays, in which he portrayed Black American life in the 1920s through 1960s. His works include The Simple Tales, which began as a regular column in the Chicago Defender, a book of short stories called The Ways of White Folks, and a play called Mulatto that ran on Broadway for more than a year. Hughes did reading tours, and he traveled throughout the Soviet Union and Asia, writing a lot of leftist poetry. He wrote prolifically, and many people around the world supported his work, but many others disliked his portrayals of everyday working-class Black people, believing it was a disservice to the race to display the less desirable aspects of Black life. And other critics thought that Hughes didn't take a strong enough political stance in his work. Regardless, Hughes became successful enough to live off of his writing and public lectures. Hughes wrote up until his death in 1967. His ashes are beneath a floor medallion at the Schomburg Center for Research in Black Culture in Harlem. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If you haven't gotten your fill of history yet, you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TDIHC Podcast. You can also email us at thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway the great American race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network. Work.